streets with them. Church music, street wisdom. The streets with them. Church music, street wisdom. The streets with them. Church music, street wisdom.
Face the spirit of truth with no faking. We spreading love, we ain't down with the hating. If you offended by what we be saying, you gotta be careful the idols you praising. Stand on my word, I don't fall flat. We some big dogs and some boss cats. We said what we said, we don't walk back. You talk to me and I'll talk back. It's the host with the most on the west coast. We fall right here and they never could get close. They doing dirt in the dark and get exposed. If you a topic, you might as well get low. It's about current events, about real life. We sympathize and we know what it feel like. Gotta be soldiers out here, they be so tight. We deconstructing the game, we gon' be right. Talking morality, talking mortality. Talking about victory, talking about tragedy. With the charisma and the personality. He can do suit and tie, he can do casually. Something you have to see, give it a listen. Gotta tune in, you don't know what you missing. The game is so sickening, it need a prescription. We spit in the streets and we give them the wisdom.
Talk to me and I'll talk back. Talk to me and I'll talk back.
Talk to me and I'll talk back. What's happening with it? I am your host with the most, the most, the most church music. Thank you for tuning in. Turn up. Street wisdom, where you'll get a jewel straight to the ear hole. I wanted to share with those that are tuning in and watching from all over the world that it's a lot really going on. The nature with street wisdom, talk to me and I'll talk back, is everything we share or we highlight on, it all is called wisdom that comes from God. Well, what does that mean, radio man? We're not a following trend. We're not a tag-along network. We just keeping it all the way real and just want to tell the truth in the right way, the only way, God's way. Street wisdom, talk to me and I'll talk back, is not going to be for everybody, which we know that's how life works. But I can assure you, if you become a witness, you're going to know that we keep it all the way real. But at the same time, and let me be clear for those that are listening under the sound of my voice, your host, Church Music, I'd rather die a saved man than a real nigga at any time. Okay? Real nigga has gotten plenty niggas in jail. Real niggas have gotten niggas killed. Another gentleman that has taken storm on the internet, Antonio Brown, also known as Big Rambo. Okay. Confessed to multiple murders on his Instagram Live. Allegedly. Which means that under the mental chronic stress of a man that has committed multiple murders, where he has killed people and those associated with him are doing time in jail based on his foolish acts, where they're sitting in jail prison, taken away from their loved ones and their families because Antonio Brown, Big Rambo, confessed live to multiple killings. Real niggas, right? Where we hang and we do what we do. But at the same time, where he committed these murders years ago, he still hung with these niggas and dealt with these niggas, knowing that these niggas had nothing to do with his foolish acts. They're in prison right now doing life. And the gentleman, Antonio Brown, was deceased in a standoff with the police. Allegedly. but confessed to multiple murders, said that he was tired. He can no longer take it. Police harassment since he was 6 years old. Hostage standoff. Hostage negotiators, because he had hostages as well, allegedly. The state of the mind of the black men is that we're tired on all levels. But to confess openly, knowing that your time has come, that you didn't commit these murders, and you have those that you hung with and blowed that killer with and chopped game with and, you know, got with a couple of them shooby doobies with, they're in prison because of your actions. As a real nigga, you should have came forward when it was that time, when you knew that your partners was going to jail, prison for a long time and not a short time. And that's what we got to learn with. Just because you help a nigga don't mean he gonna help you. Ooh, let me break that down for you real slow. Just because you help a nigga don't mean he gonna help you. Period. There's so much malice with black men, even though we're in the state where we're being victimized because of our commitment in relationships and how we're treating black women and how black women look at us. But at the same time, as men amongst men, just because I help my brother, I don't expect him to help me. Because if he gonna help me, he gonna help me from my heart that comes from God. But see, niggas will hang and, you know, they'll blow with you and do all the things that's necessary of the world, but they won't support the foundation. They won't talk about God and how God is important in their life, or just checking up on you just to make sure your mental is right. The example of an Antonio Brown. No love, hurt, and took it the wrong way and lost it the right way. Because God don't play that. Snitching, putting people in prison for crime that you committed, allegedly. And I want you to know that, you know, if you're going to have these niggas around you, make sure that their heart is true. Because no one's breaking their neck to put you in position. There's no genuine extending the hand and say, well, you know what, church music, I really like what you do on that mic. I like that you talk about something, to be about something, man. Check this out. I got a little plug out here in New York, and I want to put something together. I can't guarantee you anything, but I can get you there. And I believe that who you are, I know that you could take it to another level. I don't get that. The next man don't get that. Now, if you do get that, it's always a blessing that comes from God and not man. Let me break that down for you real slow. It's always a blessing that comes from God and not man. And when you see that your brother is falling, pick him up. Pick him up. But you have to have genuine soldiers around you that are in your best interest. They care for your future. They care for your well-being, because who you are to them as a friend. And a lot of you cupcake niggas out there, you have to know the meaning of a friend. Okay. F-R-I-E-N-D. Friend. You have to know the real meaning of a friend. Because everyone ain't your friend. And everyone ain't your partner. Okay. MO3. We miss you. Dallas related. Everybody ain't your friends. And everybody ain't your partner. So, it's so troubling and disturbing is that we gonna have to get it right. I encourage men to eliminate worrying about a woman right now. It's too much work. Because it's too much division, too much separation. It is important for men, godly men, and men of foundation. I think it's important that we love on ourselves. And what does that mean? Let's get into the regimen of consistency daily. What is it going to take to get to the next level? Okay. What is it going to take to get to the next level for your life? To be a better man with a better plan, which is called God's original plan for your life. Worrying about and chasing women and in the scene and clicking your heels to get that money. Man, shake that shit like dice. And focus on your career and your life. Black men and men all over the world. We have to lock in with our hearts. A lot of us are getting older right now, so just hanging out and chopping game with these shooby doobies and we're barely going up the street, you definitely need to get rid of it. Let's be encouraged to be motivated, to be inspired by someone that just loves us unconditionally for who we are as just men, where they can learn from us as men and accept the wisdom that comes from God as men. All that back and forth and I don't like you and, you know, she don't like me and just confusion from the heart. We can't go to the next level like that. Black men, focus on your business that comes from God. You have to be inspired. Stop putting things on hold. Ideals, inspirations that you know that God gave you, but through your circumstances, which means money, you put your blessing on hold. You have to stop putting God on hold because God never put you on hold. You're still living. He gave you the ideal to create. He gave you the mind to inspire. But the revelation must come from within. Let's get off social media. What do we call that? A familiar spirit. A fatal distraction. Let's create our minds to get more stronger. Let's create to do what we need to do because it's finna get rough. Okay? I think we into January the first year of 2024 and half the people I know have already fell off that was inspired by the New Year's resolution. Gym 4 days, nothing. Okay? Went running for 2 days, nothing. Okay? Bought a suit, nothing. Used it and didn't go do your interview or your nice little date or whatever the case may be, nothing. You fell off. Eating right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to stop eating all that. I might be a vegan or a pescatarian. you're eating chili cheese dogs, okay? Milkshakes, okay? Onion rings, okay? What happened to the straight and narrow? I'm just going to keep it all the way real. This New Year's resolution, I'm finna do this. You fell off. Is thy heart right? Is thy heart is right with mine? And if so, give me your hand. Okay? The fatherhood of Jubilee is the consistency of saving your life, which means coming into the new year with kind words, real plans that come from God, God's original plan. Working out to change your heart, to utilize your mind to get the new direction. Not the money bag, but the glory bag, because it's forever, okay? It's forever. But you have to eliminate yourself from fatal distractions. We can't look on social media all the time and see women twerking and talking about they selling pussy for $1,000 and young men are not in the mind state of a grown man that can have something. We getting torn down every which way, and we still got to keep our head up. One love to the great Tupac Shakur. You're well missed right here on Street Wisdom. Talk to me and I'll talk back. Let's just look at it for what it is. Women are not inspired. Men are not inspired. That's a disconnect. Men don't want to court women. Women are dating more than 5 men at a time. I just got to keep it real. Okay? There's no sensitivity within anything. Women, we need your help. And men, we need to help the women. Collectively, in a fair nature, where each one teach one, and as we teach one, we reach one. Ladies, you got to take the wisdom. You can't do it by yourself. You having all the great things and the nice purses and you work a great job, but at the end of the day, you wake up by yourself. Allegedly. There's no tenderness. There's no righteousness. There's no prayer life. There's no motivation life. Conflict and disorder. Nagging, fighting, backbiting. We supposed to be of gentle nature. We supposed to be the rib and support the mighty man of God. And through our leadership together, we become as one. Operating in the body of Christ as one. And I really want you to think about that. Because you can always tune in and turn up with Street Wisdom. Talk to me and I'll talk back. Where you're guaranteed to get a jewel. If nothing more, if nothing less. And here on Street Wisdom, we thank everybody that's supporting us. And we're understanding that we're taking our time with God. We're building it slowly, organically, and authentic. We ain't out here taking shortcuts. Wisdom comes from God, being inspired by God, learning from each other, the ups, the downs, and the downs, and the ups. Tune up and turn up. Street Wisdom, talk to me and I'll talk back. I am your host with the most, Church Music. And this segment is brought to you by BossOfMyBlessings.com. Exclusive products and merchandise on my bomb site. We thank you for being a premier sponsor right here on Street Wisdom. Talk to me and I'll talk back. Jay.